Welcome to the NewsHour. We begin tonight in Texas, where the state's attorney general is ramping up pressure on House Democrats who left the state to block a vote on a new congressional map. Ken Paxton says he's seeking court orders to declare the Democrats' seats vacant if they aren't back to work by Friday.
There being 94 members present, a quorum is not present.
For a second day in a row, the state's legislature failed to reach a quorum. The map the Democrats are trying to block would help give Republicans as many as five more seats in next year's midterm elections. Some of the Democrats are in Illinois. They said today that the redrawn map would disenfranchise voters of color and that they're not backing down.
Right now, there's folks saying that we walked out. And I think everyone behind me will say, we're standing up. And as Texans would say, we're standing tall. There's others that are saying and warning us that they're going to arrest us or make us pay fines. I'll pay that price for America.
Today, Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn called on the FBI to take, quote, any appropriate steps to help law enforcement find and arrest the Democratic lawmakers. President Trump was asked about that today as he signed an executive order related to the upcoming Olympics.
Well, they may have to. They may have to. No, I know they want them back. Not only the attorney general, the governor wants him back.
President Trump has been pushing for Texas to redraw its congressional map. Earlier, he said in an interview with CNBC that Republicans are, in his words, entitled to five more seats since he won the state in last year's presidential election. In Central California, a massive wildfire has exploded in size to nearly 130 square miles and is still barely contained. The Gifford Fire started on Friday and is tearing through the state's Los Padres National Forest. It's threatened hundreds of homes in both San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the blaze and contending with hot, dry conditions and whipping winds. At least three people have been hurt. The Gifford Fire is just one of dozens of wildfires currently ravaging the region. The House Oversight Committee subpoenaed the Justice Department today for files related to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Republican-led committee is also seeking depositions from Bill and Hillary Clinton, plus former FBI directors James Comey and Robert Mueller, and attorneys general from the last three administrations, both Democrat and Republican. It's the latest escalation in the political battle over Epstein after the DOJ said recently that it would not release any more files from its investigation. That angered many Republicans, even as President Trump has tried to distance himself from the case. The FBI says that violent crimes in the U.S. fell for a second year in a row in 2024. Data out today shows a 4.5% decline in such crimes overall. That includes a nearly 15% drop in murder and non-negligent manslaughter, and a 1.5% fall in hate crimes, though experts say those figures are still the second highest in the 30 years of data collection. Today's report did not provide reasons for the declines, though they align with a general trend of lower crime numbers since the days immediately following the COVID pandemic. A U.S. Coast Guard investigation has found that the deadly Titan submersible implosion could have been prevented. The report says that OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush ignored safety warnings and design flaws, which may have led to criminal charges had he survived. Rush and four others were killed when the Titan imploded as it descended towards the wreck of the Titanic back in June 2023. Turning now to the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with senior security officials today to discuss options for, quote, continuing the military campaign in Gaza. It comes a day after he hinted at taking an even tougher military approach in the territory. Meantime, Gaza health officials say Israeli strikes in central and southern Gaza killed at least 45 people in the last day, including dozens who were seeking aid. All told, authorities say the death toll has surpassed 61,000 since the October 7th Hamas terror attacks on Israel started the war. The president of neighboring Egypt is calling for an end to the conflict.
The war in Gaza is no longer a war to achieve political goals or to release hostages only. This war has long since surpassed any logic or justification and has become a war of starvation, genocide, and the liquidation of the Palestinian cause.
Criticism is also coming from former top Israeli officials. In a video posted to social media, the previous heads of the Internal Security Service, spy agency, and military all criticized What they say is the government's prolonging of the conflict, with one calling Netanyahu's war objectives a, quote, fantasy. On Wall Street today, stocks pulled back after the latest worrying report on the U.S. economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back about 60 points. The NASDAQ fell more than 130 points on the day. The S&P 500 also ended lower. And if you're feeling a bit squeezed for time today, there could be a good reason for that. It may be one of the Earth's shortest days on record. A typical day, that is, a full rotation of the Earth, is, of course, 24 hours or 86,400 seconds. But scientists say today may be 1.25 milliseconds faster. If confirmed, that would make it one of the shortest days since records started back in 1973. Scientists can't say for certain why the Earth is spinning faster, but they believe the motion of the Earth's core and changes to the oceans and atmosphere could be factors. Well, still to come on the NewsHour, we examine the staying power of QAnon conspiracy theories during this Trump administration. Bangladesh marks 1 year since widespread protests led to the resignation of that country's leader. And author Garrett Graff discusses his new book on the development of the atomic bomb.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.